Long before the days of Sam Walton and Walmart, Bentonville was an agriculture town.
Surprising enough, I think a lot of people are very surprised to find that one of our very earliest crops was tobacco. And we were known to raise better tobacco than they raised in Virginia or the Carolinas. We had two or three tobacco rolling plant stores along on the square. And so that was really our first crop.
Leah Whitehead, president of the Benton County Historical Society, helps us find out what's in a name in Benton County and Bentonville. The Historical Society here is one of the oldest in Arkansas, founded in 1954 with help from the familiar name of Dr. Neil Compton. Benton County, however, was founded over 100 years earlier. The land was once part of Lovely County.
And then in 1836, at the time that it was ratified as a state, and that was in 1836 in September, and we also became the county seat here in Bentonville. At that time, we were known as Osage, and we did not become Bentonville until 1847.
Lovely County disappeared despite its quaint name. Benton came from Thomas Hart Benton, who was one of the first senators elected in the neighboring state of Missouri. Nicknamed Old Bullion, he worked closely with President Andrew Jackson and was a staunch advocate for westward expansion.
Anyone that could claim 160 acres of land as long as they would work the soil. Now, originally, he felt that the Rocky Mountains would be, you know, the furthest west. Then he did away with that idea and decided that the Pacific Coast was the end of the line. So he was very much into land movement and settlers on the land and progressing toward what we could be.
Many credit him with Arkansas becoming a state in 1836. But who decided to honor T.H. Benton with the naming of the county and the town? As it turns out, the Historical Society has gone over that very question numerous times.
We believe that it was probably the original founders of the county, you know, the leading movers and shakers at that time. And that is why, you know, it became Benton County, because he was so well respected, and the fact that he did come here several times, so people were aware of all that he had done.
Thomas Hart Benton's nephew of the same name was the well-known painter. Perhaps following in his uncle's footsteps, much of his work featured people and landscapes of the American Midwest. Leah Whitehead has lived in Benton County for her entire life. Growing up in Pea Ridge, she remembers coming to the big city of Bentonville.
So the big thing was, on Easter in particular, and I think of that now since we're coming into that season, was to come to Bentonville to Putnam's store and get your Easter dress. So it was always a fun place, because when you lived out in the country, you know, to come into Bentonville, that was big, big time. It was. And then I can remember on Easter Sunday, a lot of times my parents and my family and I, we would go to the Massey Hotel. There was a restaurant there, and we would go there for Easter dinner.
Like many small towns in the late 1960s and early 70s, people started moving out of the downtown area, building strip malls and big box stores, and a lot of the smaller locally owned establishments could not compete. However, in recent years, Whitehead credits a good downtown business plan to the revitalization of a thriving downtown Bentonville and square. Speaking of the square, there has been much talk and debate over the statue of a Confederate soldier that stands in the center of the square. Whitehead says it is part of the town's history.
They have said over many years that it was actually James Henderson Berry, who was the 14th governor of Arkansas. But I think that came about as a result that the James H. Berry chapter of the Daughters of the Confederacy actually sponsored the statue and placing it in the square. So I think that's why most people say that, you know, it's James H. Berry. However, it isn't, because he lost his right leg in the Battle of Corinth, Mississippi during the Civil War. So therefore, you know, this guy's got both legs.
And though Bentonville is typically known for Walmart these days, Whitehead says the small town feel remains.
Yes, we're growing by leaps and bounds, thanks to, you know, Crystal Bridges, 21C, all of the new things that have come to town. But it still retains that small town atmosphere, and you can just feel it, and you can still stop and talk to your neighbor on the square.
As she says, you can still see evidence of the town and county's history. The Historical Society is complete with a small exhibit housed inside their home, an old schoolhouse constructed in 1866. And in May, the Historical Society will host a tour of both historical homes and contemporary homes, those built on lots in the historic district that were once homes of something else. For more information, BentonCountyHistoricalSociety.com. This is Ozarks at Large.